Yo, a little extra suspense on there, you know?
Hi, I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T.
And this is the show that I'll give a fuck. It's Unfocused Podcast.
Yeah, episode 281. Hey, you know we don't give a fuck because we're repping the Kirlia. Kirlia, who is the emotion Pokemon.
Ah, shit, I didn't change that picture. Damn it.
Well, it doesn't matter because we don't give a fuck about their emotions. So you don't have to. You know?
Oh, man. I didn't change the opening today. Oh, well. All right. Fuck it, you know?
Well,
we'll do it live.
This is the podcast where we talk about anime, video games, comics, movies, all that nerd stuff that we're good at.
Yeah, good at talking about.
Yeah. And don't forget, twitch.tv/unfocusedpodcast.
That's where we're live right now.
Right, and then YouTube?
YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast. No, wait, twitch.com/closing28.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
AJ, Unfocus Week, you want to tell us what's going on, man?
Oh, yeah, you know, been hanging out, chilling, playing some Tekken. We got that new season 2 with Kunimitsu and shit, and haven't played her at all. Played against her a couple times. That's about it. I know Steven's been using her and all that. You tried her out. Actually, we were playing Tekken 7 last week here on the show, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, technically it wasn't a show, but, you know, we did that. new season's cool. Josie has a new move, and I was rocking that out. I haven't touched Julia. She has a new move that I don't know what to do with.
What is it? What does it look like?
It's a spinning kick, but it hits high. And there's a way to use it. You can juggle off of it, I believe, but it's just such a telegraph move that it's like I don't feel like I'm gonna launch it. I think it might be able to be used in mid combo. Maybe a counter hit would be good. Yeah.
Okay.
But what's cool about Julia too is that she has a couple new cancels, which is pretty dope. There's a couple of moves you can cancel now into a crouch, which is pretty cool because she can do a lot of cool shit out of crouch anyway. So.
Oh, the move cancels her into crouch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good for you. There you go.
Yeah. So I'll check more of that out soon. But I was talking to Josie and her new move. She has like a, who had that type of move? I think it was Julia that had the move that hits both high and low.
Oh, yeah, where she does a punch and a little leg kick at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, what's her name? Josie has that too?
Josie has a move like that now too. And then it goes into switch dance. And switch dance is pretty much what I always go into. She like a lot of her combos, she gets like a two hit or three hit combo and it goes into a switch and it goes to a switch stance, which I can do another hit from, which is usually just one other hit that comes from it, but it's usually how I get my launchers is out of that fourth or third hit from that switch stance. So now I can do this you know, high mid move and then go into switch stance to get one of the other moves off. So it's pretty cool. I've used it a few times. It works pretty okay. But yeah, just been doing a little bit of that. Played, of course, Soul Calibur, the usual. You know, it's crazy. So we played the other day, right?
Yeah.
I have not played in like 2 weeks.
You almost beat my ass.
Exactly.
I'm so annoyed. Like, you gave me more problems than anybody.
I haven't played in 2 weeks.
Jesus.
Last time I played was the last time I was there, and I skipped out last week.
Sometimes you need that.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly why. Like, that's one reason why I wasn't so, like, I wasn't upset about not going the week before. And then, also, the main reason I didn't go the week before to play any solos is because I was working on my stick.
Yeah, you were busy forging your weapon.
Yeah, I was...
You're over here like Iron Man in the fucking... Ah, damn.
Yeah, the shit was in pieces. Before, because in the middle, because anyone that can't see, my stick, it splits open. So my the joystick and the buttons are kind of spread out. So because it just better fits my hand. When they're close together, it just makes my arms cramp. But so I have it split open. And when it splits open, all the wires just and the guts are just hanging in the middle on this new stick that I made. So I kind of closed it up and I added the buttons on the inside. And now it's like kind of fleshed in the inside. It's just flat on the inside now. And then just a couple wires kind of just come out that hole on the side there so I can reach the actual buttons that are on the other side. But now my start button and my select and home button, all that is all nicely put together and actually have a place to plug in my USB cable now.
Oh, shit.
So I was just kind of having fun with that.
Sounds dope.
Yeah, mostly it was just me fucking around with it, but it worked out. Like, you shouldn't look at it. It looks nasty. I had to really cut this hole out so I can fit the USB plug in there.
Oh, that sucks.
It looks really weird. Anyways, so fuck with that. Wags. So Wags got a, he got Pokemon Sword or Shield. I don't know which one he got. He got one of them. And then he kind of showed us off, showed it off to us in one of our group chats, whatever. And then I asked him afterwards, like, oh, do you have Pokemon Home yet? And he's like, oh, yeah, what's that again? I kind of reminded him what it was. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll get that. So he downloaded it and everything, and he has it. And he wanted a Squirtle. And I showed him like a list of Squirtles, because I have a bunch of Squirtles. I was breeding Squirtles a while back for a war turtle that I bred. But so I have a few good Squirtles, and I showed him a lot of them. He's like, where are you showing me these pictures from? I'm like, oh yeah, these are snap pictures out of Pokemon Home. And you can actually show stats and IVs and everything, which is awesome.
That's dope. It shows you the IVs?
Yeah, it shows you IVs. Also shows the it shows everything. So I was just showing him all this shit. And he's like, oh yeah, I want that Squirtle. I'm like, all right. And then the next day, I was like, hey, you want that Squirtle now? And he's like, actually, the game Pokemon Home gave me a Squirtle. I was like, oh yeah. When you first sign up for Pokemon Home, it gives you one of the original starters. And that's how I got a Bulbasaur out of it.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, cool. He's like, but it doesn't come with the hidden ability, so I'll take the Squirtle you have with the hidden ability on it. I'm like, oh yeah, all right. So I give him that. But yeah, this is kind of what it looks like. There's the pictures I send him. So this is the IVs right there. It shows you what's all good right there. All the moves. Here's the abilities and everything, the nature of it. So yeah, it gives you all the good shit right there. And this is all on the phone. Was all my, and these are Pokemon that codes that are, or these are Pokemon that I can trade to the game into Sword or Shield.
Right.
And so I sent him through the app on my phone. I sent him a Squirtle that he wanted just through this. We exchanged it friend codes real quick, and I just sent it to him. That was it, yeah. So I didn't have to open the game. I didn't go find my Switch, anything like that. We didn't have to connect to each other through that or anything like that. Just open up a mobile app, and bam, it's done.
All right.
So did that. And then Frame Caliber. Have you heard of that?
No, not at all. What the fuck is Frame Caliber?
It's an app.
About Soul Calibur frame data?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit.
Exactly what it sounds like.
Makes a lot of sense. I was like, okay. Now that I think about it, okay, I get what it's probably about.
Yeah, so it still has a lot of like things like misinformation on it. I joined their Discord to see what's going on, and they keep talking about Voldo in that Discord.
Wow.
They're like, oh yeah, this attack doesn't go like last as many frames, or does it? You're not safe on this frame. It's like negative 21 frames. It's actually positive 3 frames. It's like all this shit's going on with Voldo that I keep getting messages for.
Wow.
So Voldo has a lot of issues as far as I've noticed, but everything else seems pretty good. So I haven't really used it too much, but if I need to, I can just open this up and I'll know right away, like, you know, all the frame stats, tech crouches, and yeah, pretty much what 8-way run shows you. It's all in the app now that this one dude built. So that's cool. If you're into Soul Calibur, you have a mobile phone, you're into all those type of weird stats like that, go look out for a Frame Caliber and download it. It's pretty good.
Okay.
That's about it, really.
As for me, I've been definitely playing some Soul Calibur, getting a little practice in, as a matter of fact, before we did our battle. So I did that. I also played a lot of Splatoon, got myself back up to A rank for 3 out of 4 of them.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was like, fuck that. I was annoyed not being
fuck
at A rank.
Fuck that, I keeps it real.
Yeah, that's what I said. You know, I saw all those B pluses on my shit. I was like, fuck that, you know? And I kept it real and got back up to A. I still have one of them in B plus. I want to have all 4 in A. Like, that's my goal right now, so I can be a full-on A rank player, you know?
Yeah, man.
And then I can start working on S. But it's funny, as I'm trying to get other things up, I keep ending up putting other things from A minus to A average. I'm like, that's cool, but that's not what I'm trying to do right now. Give me the fucking one I suck at, like the one I'm not winning at, you know?
Yeah, I can't like I'm like that with Clam Blitz. I can't get Clam Blitz up because I'm never playing when it's up.
Yeah, dude, so for me it's the opposite. I keep winning at Clam Blitz. I want territory and I want tower
zones. Yeah,
like tower, I'm at B plus, and I'm like, I like tower more than anything. It doesn't make any sense. I'm at B plus for tower. Like, I should know how to do this, you know? Like,
yeah.
So, playing a lot of Splatoon.
You know, if you play squad mode, it's different. But I think it's different rankings for squad, though. How does that work?
We should do squad mode more. You get more points off of that, too. Damn, I have been enjoying the fucking power-ups for winning an A. Fucking 2,400 up on the experience and shit. And your items go up so quick when you're fighting an A.
Oh, do they? Oh, I had no clue.
Bro,
I've been there for so long that I never noticed.
Yeah, man. You just forgot, huh? You're like,
forgot,
oh, dude, that's,
yeah,
that's regular. That's, yeah, everyday shit for you now. But for me, that's pretty dope. And I'm like, man, I want to put some items in, but I don't want to fucking not be as good as I could be in the match, you know? Like, this is hard to decide.
Yeah, I hate doing that, too. Like, I'm just trying to, like, work on something. I start losing. I'm like, fuck this shit. I'll
go back to my shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm A minus in Clam Blitz. I'm S in everything else. S plus
in
Rainmaker.
Damn, that's a burn. Yeah, you're S plus in Rainmaker?
Yeah.
Shit, dude. That's the highest rating you can get.
S plus 0, though, you know?
They go counters from there? Like S plus 1, S plus 2?
Yeah, I think there's an X rank, actually.
Oh, you're right. There is an X. I seen it and it blew my mind. I was like, whoa.
I know. Imagine that shit came up in Yu Yu Hakusho.
Damn. That's got to be what the last episodes are about, right?
Right? X rank.
Other than that, I think that's about it. What else did I do?
Actually,
watching Haunting of Bly Manor. That's pretty fucking good. It's more story good than scary. I'm just like wanting to know what's gonna happen next. I'm like, it's supposed to be a horror show, but I'm not scared. I just want to know what's gonna happen.
Mm.
It's kind of a burn. Other than that, Mandalorian's been really good. I've been watching that every week. They brought in some cool shit that I'm not gonna talk about because I want to spoil it for people.
Yeah, I haven't started watching that yet.
It's really good though, man. You should definitely check it out. Without spoiler, I feel like it's starting to make the sequel series make a lot more sense.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like they're taking on the job of making 7, 8, and 9 make a little bit more sense, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah, it's weird and funny. Other than that, yeah, I guess that's about it. I feel like I read some manga or did something.
More Dune?
No, I read the last... Oh, you know, I didn't mention last week, I finished the second Dune book.
Oh, second one.
Yeah, the second one. But it was way shorter. It's not as big of an accomplishment as knocking out the first Dune book. That book is like this, AJ.
Wait, Spot Zones right now, dude. Fuck the show.
No! Right now? I bet you when we're done, it's going to be over. I bet you.
It ends at 8.
Shit,
and then it goes to Tower.
Okay.
Oh, right. Tower's the other one
that's
want, though, right?
Yeah. Okay, good. I'll put Tower and we're done. But yeah. So yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. I went to the comic book store today.
Oh, I wanted to do that today. Shit.
Yeah, dude, we should go one of these. Obviously not tomorrow. It's not going to be open tomorrow. We should do that one of these
Fuckers.
Days because I'm fired again because restaurants are all closed again.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Okay.
not really fired. They're going to call me back.
It's just fake fired.
I'm fake fired. Yeah, I'm pretend fired for a month. But yeah, I'm going to have more free time. So if you want to go to the fucking comic store, let me know. Damn, they just came out with a Dune comic. And I'm guessing that happened because the movie was supposed to come out December 18th.
Oh.
And they were making all these things. They're like, fuck that. We're not waiting for that shit. We're fucking putting the shit out.
Yeah.
And there's a Dune comic there. And I'm like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for the trade. I'm going to be so mad if I get the little individual books. And
who did it?
Oh, you know, I didn't even look.
No?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I'm going to look that up. That's a good question. I should know.
Because Ender's Game did the same shit, too. And when the movie was about to... Actually, I'm not sure when the comics started dropping, but Marvel, in collaboration with Orson Scott Card, the writer for Ender's Game, the original book,
they
did comics. And they started coming out around the time that movie came out. That movie ended up being not good. It was all right.
I think it might be
weird.
The same kind of campaign, actually.
Yeah.
Or like maybe the same company doing it because it's a multi-platform event. There's a game coming for Xbox. There's the comic, and then there's the
Dune
movie.
Game.
Yeah, it's not out yet. They're still working on
damn,
it.
Damn, but like
a board game.
When's the last time we got like a game for a movie?
It's been a long time.
Yeah,
it's been a really long time.
And when they do come out, they were always crap though.
Yeah. they got who did they get to work on this version? Somebody pretty big. Their last game was a hit too.
I don't know.
I'm gonna look into it and I'll tell you right now. But the Dune comics.
Dune.
It says directly based off Frank Herbert's, but I want to know who actually made this. Anyway, yeah. So I saw that there and I was pretty interested. I wanted to see what was up with it. But I stopped myself from buying it because I'm like, I'm gonna wait for the trade. Yeah, I know they're coming up with a super dope-ass looking trade. This always happens. I'm not fucking falling for it this time.
You gotta wait a while, though, till they all come out and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Okay,
oh, it does it. That's awesome. Our Twitter, AdamFocus28, actually tweets when we go live on here, so that's cool.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, I forgot I set that up.
You know what? I do remember you setting that up, actually.
I actually do kind of remember setting that up, but I just forgot that it still works.
Boom Studios is making the comic.
They do Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, they do Power Rangers. Yeah, they're doing Dune too. The art even looks like Power Rangers.
Kind of does.
Yeah. By the same team.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm really excited for it. I wish I could get it now, but I can't because I'm going to be patient. But yeah.
Yeah, I've never. Wow.
I don't want to, but I'm like, I'm just going to be mad. And I'm like, it might as well be cool.
You're kind of forced to be patient right now.
I'm forced
to,
yeah.
I guess what it is. It's not that you're trying to be patient.
Yeah, I have to be. Unless I want to waste money and fucking just get mad every week when a new one comes out, you know, like, I'm just going to wait. So yeah, that's been the main stuff I've been checking out. I'm sure there's more might come out throughout the episode. As we get older, I see that happens more and more. Like, we remember our news. Mm. I mean, our unfocused week as the show's happening, but whatever.
Yeah.
That being said, don't forget you can get us on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
We're there. Like, comment, subscribe, all that.
Google Podcasts. All the podcasts. I think we're on Stitcher or some bullshit.
Twitter.
Twitter.
@unfocus28.
Yeah, just like I just said. And then freaking, what's that thing with the pictures? Instagram @unfocuspodcast.
The thing with the pictures.
And Discord, collision28.com/discord, or just go to collision28.com and check out everything there too. All right, should we do this? I want to see where else we are at. Hold on, I'm trying to bring this up. Fuck it, we'll just go into news right now.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah. What? Let's get it.
All right. You want to kick us off, AJ, or shall I?
Go for it. Okay. Because I'm pretty sure you have more news than I got.
Okay, so if you want to get the pictures right away.
Oh.
So Marvel has announced some news about a lot of their Phase 4 shit, but I'm only going to talk about one thing for now. Maybe more will come up as we talk. But one thing they've talked about was Black Panther, and they've said... No, not that. Top one.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, and so they haven't said much, but they have came out with the fate of T'Challa, and they said that there will be no recast, there will be no CGI recreation.
Okay.
T'Challa's dead.
Dang.
In the MCU, he's also dead.
Wow.
So
okay.
They said, we'll deal with it. You know, you'll get an explanation when the movies come out, but just consider him dead, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that kind of sucks, but I'm actually kind of happy about the decision. I wanted the CGI thing because I felt like it would have been easy to just quickly show CGI version of him get murked or something, or have something happen to him.
Something. Or maybe they can do something where, like, they show him, like, in a battle or something, or but you only see the back of him. Like, you never see his face. Maybe he's in the outfit.
Go animal style. Go anime style. Yeah, right?
Just, yeah.
Like, yeah, they could have done that. I would have been cool with it, but...
They could do that.
They could still do that, actually, yeah. But for now... T'Challa's dead. Don't worry about it. Marvel will explain it later. Other information, though, about that. Marvel said his sister will have an elevated role in the next movie.
Okay.
And then they've also pointed out the villain has been casted. They have not said who he's going to be, but this actor, Tenoch Huerta, is going to be the main villain of Black Panther 2. Now, this picture isn't probably a very good representation.
Okay.
Actually, maybe it is because of the eyebrows. But a lot of people are assuming that he's going to be Namor, the Submariner.
Okay.
And maybe he killed T'Challa.
Because
he hates fucking T'Challa.
Right.
You know, like, he's got a big-ass beef with him. And maybe the whole movie's about his sister getting revenge, you know?
Maybe.
Or trying to, like, you know, right the wrongs or whatever. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Tenoch Huerta is going to be the next villain. We are not revealed as to who he's going to be. If he looks familiar to you, he might be familiar from Narcos. He's in Narcos Mexico, one of the main actors. And on top of that, people are also theorizing he might be Kraven the Hunter, which Ryan Coogler famously wanted originally for Black Panther 2 to be the villain, was Kraven the Hunter. But yeah, man, we don't know. We don't know any details. We just know that he's been casted. All right.
Sounds cool. Like,
are we on iHeartRadio?
No, we're not on
iHeartRadio. I was like, damn, bro.
I just pulled it. I mean, we could be.
I was like, that's how you know we're mainstream. We got an iHeartRadio?
No, we could be on iHeart. All you got to do is go through all these steps and this shit, and we're there. But we're currently on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify.
We're on Spotify?
And Amazon Music, I believe.
I think we knew about that. But I didn't know we were on Spotify. We should be talking about that.
We're on Spotify, people.
All right, yeah, a lot of people have that. Guys. So you can make, if you're watching this through some other complicated means that's annoying you,
I thought you could just
find us on Spotify.
Yeah, do it. I'm pretty sure we're on Stitcher. I don't see that it is a thing here. Yeah, there's a link right here. Oh, okay. No, we're not on Amazon Music because there's nothing filled in here. We are on Spotify. We are on Google Podcasts. We are on Apple Podcasts. I can go through this whole list and see what else is filled in. Stitcher's filled in. iHeart's not filled in. Just saw that. Radio.com. Deezer. Nope. Overcast. Nope.
That's probably it.
Yeah. All these other ones don't look familiar to me, so I'm not even going to click them right now. But yeah. So I was right. We are on Stitcher. We are on Spotify. That's the one we got to mention more often.
Yeah, we should, because everyone has that shit, so we might as well.
So this guy, though, real quick, you said he was in Narcos. Is he a good actor? Do you feel like he's a good fit for Namor?
I don't know about being Namor, but he's a good actor.
Okay.
So I guess we'll have to
see. Don't know about being Namor, but...
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
But like, yeah,
there's other pictures of him that make him look a little bit more like Namor, but like right here, I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know anything about Namor, though, so I have no opinion yet.
Yeah. Well, AJ?
All right, another AJ news. Capcom, they gotten hacked. Not really hacked, but they got... Okay, I guess it was sort of some type of hack. But you know what... what's it called? Ransomware is? We talked ransomware. About it before. Ransomware has happened before. I'm pretty sure it's come up on the show before. It's when somebody clicks on some shit and then it kind of locks up your computer, and then you have to like call somebody, be like, "Hey, can I get this my computer unlocked?" Because it literally just locks up your shit and you can't do it. You can't even shut off your computer and turn it back on because it's just locked up. And then whoever's on the other end of the phone, like, he's like, "Oh, pay us, you know, this many bitcoins, and then we'll unlock it." we'll give you the code to unlock it. So yeah, that's what ransomware is. Someone puts a lock on your computer, and then you can't do shit.
We've dealt with this in the past, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it. That's what happened to Capcom. Capcom got stuck with some ransomware shit. Their Capcom group networks were compromised by ransomware. No information, no customer information was breached, though. It's not part of that system. But I think this holds a lot of their secret projects that they're currently working on right now. A lot of people are trying to not talk about this out of respect because... You know, it wasn't someone was leaking this somewhere with some information. No, their systems got hacked and someone dug in that shit and started looking for some stuff. So if you don't want to hear about what Capcom has planned for the future, you can tune out for 2 minutes real quick.
Oh, shit.
But I have a list right here of some stuff that they're currently working on. So starting off with Resident Evil Village is a current gen release, going to launch in April. Demo before the release as well. It's going to be coming out. I don't know what this is, but it's called Resident Evil Village. There's also a new multiplayer Resident Evil game referred to internally as Project Highway or Village Online. It's a battle royale of some sort. So in Resident Evil Battle Royale. That sounds interesting. Also, apparently there's some new Ace Attorney collection coming out on PS4 and Switch.
Oh, shit. Ace Attorney coming back?
Yep. There's also a new project codenamed Guillotine. Coming out for the Switch in February and other platforms in May. There's another unannounced project called Reiwa coming out in May. No platforms mentioned. Monster Hunter Rise coming to PC October 2021, possibly. And demos being released in January and March. Monster Hunter Stories 2 on PC, targeting a June 2021 release for Switch and PC. It's a single player co-op, online co-op, PvP modes. Paid DLC expansion. So they got details on what they're trying to do with this. Amiibos are also planned for this one too. That's crazy. Resident Evil 4 for Oculus VR. That sounds cool. A new shooter multiplayer game titled Shield, geared towards streamers. Source code for DMC2, so Devil May Cry 2. So the source code is on there. The Umbrella Chronicles, also interesting. And Stadia paid Capcom $10 million to put Resident Evil 7 and 8 on their platform.
Wow.
Wow, so Google went ahead and paid money, $10 million to Capcom to be like, hey, can we have Resident Evil 7 and 8 on here? Apparently, Sony paid $5 million to who? To Stadia, maybe? Sony paid $5 million for Resident Evil 7 VR. Oh, okay, so Sony came up to Capcom and be like, hey, here's $5 million so we can get Resident Evil 7 on VR. And some time DLC as well. So that's crazy, being able to see all that.
Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah, we did talk about this. Village spells out Resident Evil 8 or V8, V-I-I-I. Yeah, we did.
Oh,
we were talking about that.
That's
right.
That's pretty interesting.
I remember that too, yeah. Good looking out, Chai Chi. Chai Chi. How do you say that?
Tai Chi.
Chai Chi
is good too.
No, for real, it is. But yeah, that's kind of what's been leaked out so far. Oh, what's funny about this too is that the people that had the ransomware lockdown told Capcom, yo, we have some of your information. So if you don't want us to leak anything, pay us so many Bitcoin. And Capcom didn't do shit. They're like, nah. And then they're like, all right, a couple days passed or whatever. It's like, all right, well, you guys haven't paid up yet. And they start releasing shit. So this is some of the shit that they released out there. That's going on, and who knows if there are more.
That thing's too detrimental. Yeah. They might be holding off on more. You never know.
I think I heard that maybe Street Fighter 6 information was in there, too. That's about it.
Okay. All right, my turn?
Yeah.
So, Magic the Gathering. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Yeah, it's this one guy I know who wants me to play that shit like crazy.
Well, Magic the Gathering has been doing some special campaigns where they've been releasing... lands, different lands done with different styles of arts. They did something with Walking Dead where I guess the lands have Walking Dead backgrounds.
Oh, that's cool.
But their most recent one is a combination, a team up with the Ross Estate, Bob Ross.
Oh, what?
The painter. Yeah, and apparently it's going to be called the Happy Little Gathering.
Oh.
And there's two of Bob Ross's paintings for each land that there is. Swamp, mountain, what are the other ones? I don't know. Plains, swamp, forest, islands, and mountains. There's two Bob Ross paintings that go with each one.
That's
there's
crazy.
There's two versions of each one for Bob Ross paintings.
These field cards, I'm guessing.
Yeah, the ones that that's what you tap to summon the monsters, the plains or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
And apparently they fit very well with it. There's not that much detail of the pictures yet, but they're like iconic Bob Ross paintings that they use for it and shit like that. So this is something you might want to get your hands on, because I feel like this is one of those things that's like real subtle that maybe in the future will be worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because
especially if it's like a limited release or something like that.
And it is. It is.
Okay, then. Shit, maybe I'll just grab some just because. Yeah. Hey, girl, go grab a box somewhere.
Right. And they said there's even one for Evolving Wilds, which is a new background they've had, because, you know, I named the all the basic ones. Apparently there's Evolving Wilds, and there's a Bob Ross painting for both of the, for two versions of that, too.
Crazy.
When will this become available? December 14th.
Coming soon.
Sorry. Starting November 30th, ending December 14th.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be in about 5 days, 6 days.
Yeah, next
and
week.
And you only have 2 weeks to get it if you want to get it. That's going to be a bitch. I can already tell. Pre-orders are available now through Magic Secret Lair website.
Oh, shit. They have a Secret Lair website?
That's what it's called.
Damn. Bro. It's so secret because this is the first time I heard about it. That shit's a good secret.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Right? I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
AJ?
Another news. We got Animal Crossing. So there's an update coming out, and there's a trailer to go along with it. Let me see if I can pull it up. But, you know, as we kind of knew, there is a new update coming out for winter. They kind of show the trailer showing like what's going to be, you know, coming out, what we're going to be able to see and everything. Switch it over here as I kind of talk about it. But yeah, this is going to actually, it's already out. So everything's kind of ready to go and everything, I suppose. But Turkey Day happening tomorrow, actually, for Thanksgiving on November 26th. You got Franklin coming through, going to be cooking a meal, and he wants you to go, like, you know, grab some stuff. So this is one of these events where you can go and collect things, and they'll keep you busy for, like, a couple hours while you go collect shit and, you know, give him whatever he asks for. Yeah, pretty much like a scavenger hunt. Yeah, collect items, give it to him. And then we got Christmas Toy Day on December 24th also coming, where you're going to meet, what's his name? Jingle. And you got to help him out deliver toys and all that. So he's back. You got to help him deliver some presents. Also, in this update, we're getting a lot of new reactions.
Like new faces and stuff?
Yeah, like because you can react and you can have your characters like be surprised, be scared and all that. And there's going to be a lot of new ones. And you go into the Nook Station to go buy these cards. Hip Reaction Collection is what it says. And now you can sit down on the floor. You can wave goodbye. I guess it's a reaction to take pictures of yourself, to take selfies. That's funny. So all these new reactions, also a bunch of new hairstyles. Hairstyles, expanded storage at home. So now you can have a bigger storage at home, which Carla needs because she just filled up her storage at home. So I'm pretty sure she'll be excited to hear about this. Save data transfer is also going to be working now too. So you can start saving your data in the cloud and transferring it over to like a new switch in case your old one broke or something like that. So yeah, this is all should be available now, I believe. Cause I think the update was already came out. November 19th. So yeah, it's already out.
Very cool.
Any questions?
No.
No? Okay.
Seasonal shit is happening.
And then also free update in January. So look out for that coming soon.
All right. Other news. So I don't know if anyone follows the podcast regularly, but we talked about something.
I do.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. So you might remember that we talked about how some snarky motherfucker made a...
Was it you? Just
no. Different yeah, snarky motherfucker.
You're not snarky.
Yeah, I'm more of an... interjective rude, you know? Less than snarky.
Yeah.
Smartassy, even, I dare say. But anyway, some snarky motherfucker had made an app tracking all the fucked up ice cream machines for McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah,
we talked about it, right? So McDonald's has responded to this, saying they vow to fix all the ice cream machines because of this fucking app.
Yeah.
And they're pretty pissed. They're not pretty pissed, but they're very driven to make it happen. They're like, they even made a comment on it. Are you going to say something?
No, yeah, I think I mentioned that too. Like the president of some certain field in there, he's like, yeah, this app kind of opened our eyes, and we never realized how often this happens. So like, yeah, we're gonna go forth and, you know, go ahead and try to make an effort to get these fixed as quickly as possible. I think he's like, I'm gonna do that personally or some shit like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Same guy, McDonald's VP of communications, there David Tovar. He is the same guy. He's finally making good on his promise.
Cool.
He said, only a true McDonald's fan would go to these lengths to help customers get our delicious ice cream. So thanks. We know we have some opportunities to consistently satisfy even more customers with sweet treats, and we will.
That's
and
funny.
So yeah, apparently they're going to start doing that shit.
All right. Hopefully they've already been doing it.
He even fucking tweeted the guy directly and said, Carl, I'm impressed.
That's cool.
Yeah, so.
All right. I haven't gotten ice cream in a while from there, so I don't know if it's true or not.
I mean, I remember liking it, but not liking it enough to do something about it. You know what I mean?
Well, like not even just a simple cone, but even just getting like a McFlurry or something, like that was an issue sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Oh, man, McFlurries are gone. Ain't that a bitch? I really like McFlurries.
McFlurries are still there.
Aren't they not there anymore?
No, they're still around.
No, they won't do the M&M one, though.
No, not the M&M. Oh, I think they only do Oreos.
So to me, they're gone. All right.
Anyway. Didn't they used to like Butterfinger one time or some shit, too?
Butterfingers, Oreos,
like that?
And M&M's. Yeah. I think there was even a special one they did for a while, like Reese's or something. But like they like.
Yeah, I don't know. There's been a couple of specials in the past, yeah.
But yeah, dude, no fucking M&M ones. I'm fucking out, bro. I'm not in anymore. AJ?
All right, so Xbox. Actually, for both Xbox and PS5, Xbox, and actually they're both in short supply, but the Xbox more than anything else. So the new consoles, the Series X that just dropped like 2 weeks ago, yeah, the Xbox is already hard to find. And Microsoft came out saying that they'll see more available early next year. So if you haven't got an Xbox yet, yeah, you may not be able to get one. They're going to be very sparse. It's possible too that retailers have been holding off on some consoles because they want to be able to sell them for like Black Friday and more of the holiday, you know, season type of time. So there's a possibility that, you know, you might find a couple here and there if you're really looking and you're on top of it. PS5s are kind of sold out everywhere. They're kind of hard to get, but they're still in stock randomly. But more frequently than Xboxes, as far as I understand.
Dude, nothing is as bad as... I mean, from what I'm hearing so far, it doesn't sound even half as bad as the fucking Wii phenomenon and the PlayStation 3 phenomenon. That shit was fucking annoying, dude.
Yeah. Especially the Wii.
The Wii was absurd, dude. It wasn't even that expensive. I was like, what is going on here? That shit made me so mad.
And the Switch more recently, too, actually. The Switch is now more in stock more often now. Like, I saw a bunch of lights... and the shelves today. So.
Yeah, the Switch thing's bad, but man, the Wii was horrible, yeah. Dude. That was really frustrating. I remember even
it took us a while to get one too, huh?
Yeah, we didn't get it right away. We got like a couple weeks after, maybe 3 weeks after.
Yeah.
And then there were still people after us that still couldn't get one. Remember? Mm-hmm. And we were like, wow, this is still going. Like,
I think I got the last one, I think.
I think you did.
That day we went to go pick one up.
It was like you and the last and two people.
Yeah,
because there was like a couple people behind us that got it too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that was it.
Yep. Like, wow. Dude. Yeah, like every week there's always a line, and then yeah, that's what you have to do to get a Wii. You have to stand in line every like freaking Friday morning or Thursday morning whenever the store in your area had a shipment coming in.
You remember when it first became available and we were all checking all the stores and shit, and we were like all excited, and they're like, oh. Yeah, it looks like it's not going to be today.
Yeah.
We were like, no, not today. Like, we start getting up early, like, and then like, nope, not today.
Yep.
And eventually we figured it out.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know. Xboxes might be like that too. And the PS5s might be like that. I don't think they're allowing a lot of stores right now because of the pandemic are not allowing people to line up outside for these consoles. They've all been saying, just go buy it online and just go pick it up when it's available. Some people are not even trying to put it on shelves for walk-in. The only way you can get it is online.
It's probably better not to. That shit always incites chaos.
That too. Yeah.
All right. Okay. That the end of that piece, AJ?
Yeah.
All right, my turn again. Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, man. Wonder Woman 1989, the sequel to the semi-hit from a few years ago. Apparently, there's a statement put out by Patty Jenkins. This is a little bit old now. It's from, like, last week. I'm going to combine it with some new news from this week. Last week, Patty Jenkins had put out a statement saying that, you know, sometimes you have to let your personal feelings go and put something out to make other people happy and make sure other people enjoy the spirit of whatever you created. You
know? Disney.
It was her way of saying basically she doesn't want to fucking put this movie out.
Yeah.
But DC's making her put this movie out. And so she's like, whatever, it needs to be seen. So it's coming out. So Wonder Woman will be coming out pretty soon, to streaming and to movie theaters. So if you're in a state.
Oh, it's coming out movie theaters too? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
If you're in a state where you can see movies,
if you're allowed to go in a movie theater,
Yeah.
I think Georgia has that available to them right now, mm-hmm. from what I heard. I'm not sure who else does, though.
Well, lucky that for us, we have a lot of drive-ins that have popped up now, so we might even be able to see this if we wanted to.
Maybe, yeah.
But yeah, Wonder Woman 1984, sorry, I said 1989, 1984 will be coming out very soon. December 16th will be the release day. Also, the days that it'll come out in each country, Belgium, Egypt, I'm just going to name the main places. Belgium, Egypt, France, Greece, and the UK will all get it December 16th. Africa as well. The rest of Africa, not just
Africa.
Egypt. December 17th, Bolivia, Brazil, Salvador, the Middle East, Hong Kong, you will get that movie then. December 17th.
Hmm.
And then December 18th, China, East Africa, Japan, you'll get it. But yeah, so it is coming out, it is hitting theaters. Check it out when you get a chance, support it. I think this is one of those movies that we should support because I think it's going to be good.
So
and
it's coming out in theaters, but isn't it coming out to HBO Max as well?
Yeah, it is. That's what I was saying.
Oh,
it's
yeah, just saying, okay.
Digitally available as okay. well, but it will have
on the 16th?
Yeah, on the 16th, yeah.
Hmm.
It will have a theatrical release though.
Now,
but yeah, so
when it comes out on HBO Max, is it like, is it going to be free there? Like, if you already have the service, you can just start watching it? Or is it like what Disney did with Mulan, where you got to pay like $20 or whatever to be able to watch it?
I'm not even sure. That's a good question. That is a super good question, AJ. I don't know, actually. I should have looked into that before.
Hmm.
I haven't heard anything about a payment, but I would assume that you would have to pay for it. I don't know.
I wouldn't assume that unless I heard it, though. I guess.
You think HBO Max would just give it to us?
Maybe.
I don't think they would, bro.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't know.
But anyway, yeah, Wonder Woman is coming.
Cool.
Later this year, so you guys keep an eye out for it. Like, less than a month.
Yeah, a couple weeks, really, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's hope it's good. You think, because this movie was supposed to go head-to-head with Black Widow.
Yeah, it was.
So you think Disney and Marvel will turn around and do the same shit?
And you know, early? I hope they don't, bro. Because from what I understood, that's why, that's exactly why they were holding out on Black Widow. Because she never got the proper release that all the original Avengers got.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, minus the Hulk. But, you know, and she's their female character, you know? Like, so it's kind of like, come on, guys. Like, you got to give her a shot to shine. So, I don't know. I kind of hope that they don't do it, but I think that they could do it because they're very much about that competition and trying to get the money off of the whole hype of the situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the stream's choppy. Oh, shit. Weird.
It's not. It's him.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Sorry, as far as I see.
So, yeah, Wonder Woman is coming out. I'm sorry. The day for streaming, though, the day for the streaming release will be December 25th. It will have plenty of theatrical releases before, but the streaming release will be on Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yep, you gotta pay for it.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. No, I was wrong. Unlike Mulan, Wonder Woman won't cost anything extra beyond the monthly subscription fee.
Oh, okay, cool.
Took it back, apparently.
So it comes out later than the theaters, but it's gonna be free at least. So, okay.
Wow, HBO Max, good move. I didn't think they were going to do that, but you called it, AJ. You called it.
Balls in your court, Disney. Oh, my turn?
Your turn.
All right. I'm running out of news, though.
Okay, wait. Let me go again.
All right.
And then we'll take a little break. Oh, we can't take a break.
No breaks today.
No breaks.
We'll
do it live. Okay, next piece of news for me. Anyone who's a fan of Doctor Who, John Barrowman, one of my favorite.
Barrowman.
That's the actor's name. John Barrowman, which is plays Captain Jack, one of my favorite characters in Doctor Who, will be returning for this Christmas special coming up. And I'm fucking hyped. He hasn't been in there in like 3 years, 4 years, I think. So he's finally showing back up in Doctor Who. He's the one with the spinoff show called Torchwood about a ragtag team of, secret agents trying to solve fucking alien problems.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's showing back up on Doctor Who, and I'm pretty hyped. So, don't miss that on if you got BBC or if you got HBO Max. I think that's where they have Doctor Who.
Ooh.
Don't miss that special when it comes out on Christmas.
Okay.
AJ, you want to tell another one?
Yeah, so Pokemon Go dropped this little trailer and stuff and came out with this big announcement last week called Pokemon Go Beyond, a new initiative. They're going to go beyond what they've been doing so far, I guess you can say. So we have a new level cap now in Pokemon Go. So right now the current level, at least previously, the level cap was level 40. You couldn't go beyond level 40. Now you can. Now you can go to level 50 now. And this is already dropped, so this is already available to everyone who has Pokemon Go. You can go to level 50 now. Also, there's going to be seasons that they're going to be doing now. So previously, like with Pokemon, there was like, oh my God, what do we call them? There's certain areas where you can find Pokemon, and we had a name for them. Nests. Pokemon nests. So there was these nests where, like, every park or every little spot had a certain Pokemon that was more common in that area, and that would change every, like, month, I believe, is when it would change, or every update that would come out, which I think was, like, every month or so. And those nests would change a little bit. Now, rather than just change the whole nest and change the Pokemon entirely, there's going to be seasons now where certain Pokemons are in a way guaranteed to show up more often in a certain season within a three-month period. So you got winter, spring, fall, and all that, right? Summer. Yeah. So for example, and also they're not going to like disappear. It's going to be easier to find certain Pokemon in certain seasons. And then in other seasons, it'll be a little more difficult to find those certain Pokemons.
That's cool. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, so that's a cool way of doing it. And then also one thing that they're going to be doing with this too is something that we saw in Pokemon Black and White is since there are going to be seasons, right? There's a Pokemon that actually has a different look depending on the season, which is Deerling. That deer Pokemon, so, you know, like he has his reindeer's ears and all that, those horns, and they grow differently depending on the season. Like, you know, they'd be bare in winter, be like fully blossom with like branches and leaves and stuff like that in spring and so on. So
that's cool. So more details of like to highlight the season, right?
Yeah, and this Pokemon was made like to be like that. So now he's gonna be, I know he'll be around, but depending on the season, you'll get a certain Deerling. You know, depending on the season, so that's a way to, you know, get all the Deerlings. Also, different Megas and raids. So every season there'll be a different set of Megas that you can get in a raid. And these are Mega Evolved Pokemon. Also coming, which it's probably already out, or I think it's coming out next week, are Kalos Pokemon. So we'll be getting the Kalos, what you may call it, the starters coming next week. Who are the starters? Is that Chespin, Froakie, and some fire bitch? Who is the fire one for X and Y?
I would know. The last one I remember is Blaziken.
Damn, I don't remember who that was. But yeah, so whatever those Kalos Pokemon, was it Chimchar? I think that's what it was. Anyways, whatever this Gen 6 X and Y Pokemon are, you're going to be seeing a lot more of those coming soon within, like, by next week, I believe, on the 30th as well. So if you're playing Pokemon Go still, look out for that.
Okay.
Go level up.
Yeah, real quickly, because I don't really know the details about this, but I just know that it's happening. X-Men, if everyone's been following, there's been Dawn of X, X of Swords, and now it's Reign of X. Which kind of sounds like the X-Men are in control of everything now. I don't know the details of that or why that would happen. But apparently the next phase of their comics is going to be called Reign of X.
So it's Reigning X-Men? It's Reigning X-Men.
Damn, it's a remix. I like that. But yeah, they said they'll show their new power. Their some new revelations about missing characters. It will also show some details about villains. And things that will change the X-Men mythos forever. So I guess we'll have to see. It's just the next part of this whole Dawn of X thing that's been pretty badass so far. So hopefully they just continue it up. I'm looking forward to it. I have to read it, obviously, because I'm so into this shit. So I have no choice. But yeah, it's been good so far. I just need to keep reading more. Now that I'm off again, I'll probably be tearing this shit up and talking about it a lot.
Do
the next
it.
Few weeks, so. But yeah, that's happening. Other real quick thing. The Expanse, one of my favorite sci-fi shows. It's on Amazon Prime. It's honestly one of the best shows I've ever seen. Their fifth season is going to air in, I think, a week. The first episode will be airing. And guess what? They've already got renewed for season 6. So I guess that it's that good. Yeah, they got renewed already for the next season.
Nice.
The sad part of that is season 6 will be the last season of The Expanse. Carla's gonna be sad to hear that. But yeah. Also, I didn't know that Casa Anvar, one of the actors in there, is not gonna be in it anymore because of sexual harassment issues and shit. I was like, what? I mean, that shit. I mean, I get it. They shouldn't be allowed to keep doing shit. But I'm like, damn it. I like that character. And I'm like, fuck. Are they gonna recast him or like are they gonna write him out? Like, yeah. I don't know. I wonder. But either way, Season 6 is greenlit, and it will be the last season of The Expanse. I'm sure people that read the books are probably really pissed off right now, knowing that there's, like, I think one more book? Because the seasons are pretty lined up with the books. And I think there's 7 books, and they're ending at Season 6. So I'm sure the book fans are a little bit pissed right now. But I don't know. I don't know the details. I don't know why that's happening. But the cast and everybody and the writer says they're cool with it. Like, they expected this. So I guess they'll answer questions. We'll see. Yeah, Expanse. It will be premiering not next week, but the week after on Amazon Prime. So keep an eye out for The Expanse Season 5.
I haven't even seen this show yet, but all right. Cool.
Dude, Carlos, tell Carlo to make you watch it. You'll love it.
Nah, I'm okay. We've already started watching something different now, so.
Damn, you guys are on different paths?
No, we're on the same path.
What are you guys watching?
We're watching The New Girl now.
Oh, I heard that's good. I never watched it.
Yeah, I've never
seen it. Oh, no, I did watch a little bit. It's pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, we're always on something new every once in a while. Anyways, I feel like I watched something that I should talk about, but I don't remember what it was. But if it comes to me, you know, I'll let you guys know. All right, so let's talk about some drama, T. You ready for some drama? Oh, actually, actually, this is what I want to do. T, may I?
You may. Oh, shit. You look like that.
Dick moves. You made me sick. You know, maybe we can make some type of like remix of this song or something.
All slowed down or something.
Yeah, make a screwed version or something like that. Maybe so.
Add some heavy bass drum in the background.
maybe get someone to do like a EDM remix or something like that.
Put some Rick Ross samples in the background.
We're not trying to give like more reasons to get flagged for it.
You slow his voice down. What were you gonna say?
All right, so Dick Move, right? You know, a segment that I stole from T here, where someone does some fucking like some bullshit, some shitty stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Nintendo.
Oh, what do they do now?
They send a cease and desist order to the Big House. The Big House is a big tournament that happens every year, and obviously we can't do tournaments this, you know, pandemic season, right?
Oh my God, I already see where you're going.
So every year the Big House has been doing his big tournament, Melee, and whatever other current Smash game is going on, which right now it's Ultimate, right? And then, you know, we haven't been able... No one can play... Technically, no one can play Melee right now. Because Melee is on GameCube, right? There is no online with the GameCube. I mean, there was, but like for like 2 games, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So no one can really technically play... Legitly play Melee over the internet.
It's true.
So no one's been able to play with each other, right? So in a way, Melee is sort of dying right now because...
It has to. Because, yeah, you can't group up to do it.
Yeah, you can't group up to play it. You can't do any big tournaments and you can't broadcast it. So no one's been watching Melee,
dude,
right?
The only thing that could sink Melee is a fucking pandemic. That's crazy.
Pretty much, right? So what has happened, though, in the last few... I guess in the past year or like in the past 6 months or something, someone has, you know, put away some time to create... because there's emulators that exist for Melee out there, right? Mm-hmm. Someone made this thing called Slippy. It's a program that will allow you to play Smash online with super good netcode, with rollback netcode. So people have tried it, and I say it's almost like you're playing live. You can literally play Melee over the internet with someone else, and it feels freaking good. Like, it feels really good. It has rollback netcode and all that stuff. It also keeps certain stats or certain things too, and all that, right? So Nintendo heard about this, and I heard that the Big House was going to do an online tournament for both Melee and Ultimate, and they're going to use Slippy, this, you know, emulator rollback netcode stuff, to play Melee with. Nintendo's like, nah, fuck that. Cease and desist. You can't be using our modded version of our game to play your tournament and all that. So they stopped the organization from not only playing it, but also from streaming anything, even... Ultimate, which is can be easily played online with the Switch, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so everyone right now is upset. So upset that someone who has some connections and ties to random people in the industry made an anonymous Twitter account to give a little story. And this is something that he said, like, you know, I've been working on this for a while. And so before this whole netcode or before the cease and desist order came out, I already typed this all out. I was just waiting for a time to put it out, but now I'm going to put it out. Pretty much saying that Nintendo has been doing shit like this forever. But, like, in a way where you won't even really notice it unless you're in talks with Nintendo in some way. Like Nintendo doesn't support Smash at all, right? Nintendo's never out there putting out money or trying to hold big tournaments.
No, they let Sakurai do that shit, and they let the tournaments all do their own thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like only the fans have been creating these tournaments, as opposed to other fighting game communities like Tekken and Street Fighter, especially, and all that.
Where they embrace it.
Yeah, Namco and Capcom have come out and embraced it, have had their own tournament tours as well, like the Capcom Pro Tour and all that, right? So those companies have come out and helped the community have their fighting game tournaments. Nintendo has never done that. They maybe gave their blessings sometimes and put their name on things once in a while, but they never ever forked out any money to anybody to help organize these tournaments or anything like that. Even got that as far as to say, okay, you can have this tournament and we'll like to be there and we'll like to take up some of your floor space at your tournament, but we're not going to pay any money for any of that. Like, just let us do it, pretty much. So pretty much we're giving up free floor space that could have been given to another vendor who would have paid money for that, you know?
Yeah.
So Nintendo has done shit like that before too. So this guy was coming out just talking about all that. There was going to be a whole circuit that Twitch was working on, and Twitch was even willing to fork out all the money, millions of dollars, to hold this Smash tournament, Melee and Ultimate or whatever, right? Actually, no, this was before Ultimate. This was when Smash 4 was coming out, right? No, Smash 4. So, okay. Twitch was putting this together, and they were like in talks with Nintendo, but the talks were going like really slow, and it literally took years to write up some type of contract between Nintendo and Twitch to do this tournament. Right when everything was kind of like closed, they just needed like Nintendo to say one more thing to give the green light. Everything was signed, contracts were done and everything, right? But Twitch just needed Nintendo to say one more thing to give the green light so they can just do this, and Nintendo just ghosted them for months.
What?
They didn't say a thing. And then finally they came through like, hey, by the way, this whole thing we've been talking about, we're going to have to cancel it because we have Smash Ultimate coming out in a couple months. And that's not going to look good if you have this tournament right now, dude, when we have this new game coming out.
But they stalled them out. Like,
exactly. It was going on for almost 5 years. They're like collaborating to do this.
Wow. And dude, why is Nintendo being assholes about
exactly,
this?
Exactly, right?
I don't get it.
So some people's theories is that Nintendo is just doing this because they're just using the fans as a way to hype up their games without really supporting. So it's like free hype, free advertisement, without really advertising and shit.
It's one
of
their best-selling games, and they don't have to spend any money on it, and they're happy about that.
Yeah, and every time a new game comes out, they know those fans are going to buy it, and they'll help them out once in a while with certain things, but then certain times they're going to be like, no, fuck that. Like, if they really wanted to, if Nintendo really hated the community, or really didn't need a need for it, they could, by law, legally, just shut down any tournament forever and be good, right? But they don't do that.
Because remember what happened in EVO.
Yeah, EVO.
That's why that doesn't happen, because that backlash was so bad.
And you know why that backlash was so bad, too? Is because money was raised for cancer that time. And Nintendo was about to cut them off from streaming it or anything, right? But then that whole fact, like, oh wait, but we raised money for like breast cancer to even
is
get
that
this game here.
Is that the only reason they did it?
And that's why Nintendo backed out because of that reason. So everyone was like, you know what? We got to do it again. We got to raise money for some charity, so they can't go out and just cancel us now.
Oh, that's funny, because now they're starting beef with that community, right? Like, that's pretty
cool. So that's like people are talking about now. Like, that's the only way around this now, because Nintendo won't support otherwise, and when we do something that's pretty cool, they're just going to stop us from doing it.
And that's good, though. You know, and that's good, because maybe we should be using this to help some other fucking
groups
and stuff. You know, like, why not? Yeah. Fuck them. And Nintendo can't say shit. Like, why not? Help more people.
But it would just be easier if Nintendo would just be cool with us and, like, help us like all the other tournaments do, you know, like Capcom and Namco do that. Because actually, Capcom and Namco actually put out money, a couple thousand dollars for tournaments as a cash prize, you know?
Yeah.
Nintendo will never do that shit and has never done that shit. So that's kind of like what's going on right now. So there's a whole hashtag going on out there, guys, if you want to go support. #FreeMelee.
You know what I think, AJ?
What?
I think Nintendo's mad that they got roped into the fighting game community. I don't think they ever wanted to be part of this.
No, they don't like it. Like, they never agreed with it and everything.
They're really annoyed that they got roped into this because they knew how fighting game communities were, and that they were going to have to bend to us. And that's why I feel like they tried to distance themselves from this whole Evo thing and this whole fighting game world.
And they're trying.
And there was a long term of people saying, yeah, Smash isn't really a fighting game. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like all that was like a campaign to
imagine Nintendo was like that thing whispering.
That's what I'm saying,
Smash isn't a fighting
game. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
That's why it kind of spread out to like other fighting game communities.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, how do we know they didn't do that? Right? Like, I could really see that. And like, they were like, well, it's not a real fighting game. You can't put it in that category.
Yeah.
They'd mention it, you know, and like, people that play Nintendo games might start saying it too if they're sponsored, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know, man.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, Nintendo even has gone out of their way to make a game that doesn't appeal in that way, but fans will still make it competitive in some way,
Brawl.
You know?
Yeah, Brawl. Yeah, Brawl. They went out of their way to take the competitive part out of it and make it only for fun, and guess what? It's still a fucking tournament game.
But at the same time, then the next couple of games are like, okay, let's kind of go back to that a little bit, and they kind of made it competitive game. Like, what are you trying to do?
They're trying to take advantage of the fans, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
I think that's what that is. They're like, oh, well, the fans are going here now, so.
Yeah, so it's just kind of weird. So I don't know. Hopefully this you know, outcry right now, or this, you know, everything that's going on the internet with Nintendo right now and all the Smash fans, hopefully. Oh, you know what's funny too? A Splatoon community came out as like, hey, we stand with the Smash community, because
Splatoon's a fighting game too.
No, it's a competitive game. So is ARMS. And Splatoon and ARMS has gotten support from Nintendo to do tournaments. But those fan bases are not that big. So it's like Nintendo wants a big fan base to hold tournaments, but they won't support the biggest one they have, which is fucking weird. And they'll try to make other... Yeah, it's weird, right? And
this That's perplexing. So
people in the Splatoon community have said that, but they also said, like, yeah, but at the same time, Nintendo doesn't give that much money. Like, when they had a tournament for us, the winners got, like, $25.
$25?
Yeah.
Dude, they make that in their sleep. Right. They make that in the loser's bracket.
For reals, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so even that shit's so weird right now. So hopefully Nintendo kind of, like, you know, reads into this. People are saying that Nintendo is just like an old school company, so they're afraid of this type of transition and this type of support and all that. Like, dude, they don't know what to do with it,
you
know?
They're in the tech world. They can't afford to think like that. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are in the tech world.
They need to learn that they are that,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you have to evolve, bro. Like, anyway, that's so weird. That's super weird.
And then people are saying, too, like, I think this is all Nintendo Japan, because people are pretty sure Nintendo of America is cool with all it.
Yeah, America's much more... Yeah, go ahead.
But, yeah, Nintendo of America has to answer to Nintendo of Japan, though, for anything, you know? So.
Yeah, everything goes through them.
Yeah. So maybe it's somewhere over there. Even those talks that I was talking about that we're about to go through, maybe they got stopped because Nintendo Japan was like, I don't know about this. Where Nintendo America was like talking like, yeah, this sounds cool. We're going to do this. Yeah, this sounds good. You guys going to pay all the money for this? This sounds awesome. And then like, okay, let's go talk to Grandpa over here at Nintendo Japan. And they're over there like, I don't know, guys.
What's the internet?
Well, yeah, internet. What is this thing? Back in my day, we had cartridges.
Right?
We didn't connect to no internet. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's what's going on there.
All right. Quick piece of news.
Hashtag free melee.
This one I got a picture for. So, there is a list of something that I think, since we're not getting our segment from WAGs, I'm going to tell you guys something pretty interesting.
Yeah,
today.
Bitch. I was kidding.
There's a list that was put out this year from about 10 worst toys of 2020. So, like, things to stay away from buying your kids.
So, are these toys that had came out this year?
And exactly. Mm. And these toys are on something called a watch list, WATCH, and Worlds Against Toys Causing Harm.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, whose mission is to spotlight potentially hazardous toys that may contain hidden hazards, unnecessarily putting children at risk of injury or death.
This sounds like some like Moms Against Drunk Drivers type of like, you know, like a group like that.
Yeah, right.
Okay, maybe not exactly like that, but like a group that's just like PETA anyways. Okay, like that, where it's a group of people who are just too want to be safe about things. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, one thing I think is funny that they're not putting it like that. Click the one above it, actually. There's two things. Well, that you can. Yeah, there's two things that are on this list. I'm like, damn, Disney's probably really mad they're on the list. But even besides them not really being that dangerous, these toys actually look pretty shitty. And I just thought it was funny that the ones on the list were actually not very good.
This one
toys.
Looks pretty cool, actually.
I don't think it does. That's a Black Panther vibranium claw. And I don't think that shit looks anything like any of the shit he has.
That's true.
They say it has jagged edges and it's dangerous for children. And because it's sold to 5-year-olds and above. And I'm like, I think the more problem is it's lame. You should probably tell them, like, you can't have that one. My kid ain't using that shit.
You know what was cool that I wanted, but I never got it? They had, Shuri's, she had those Panther cannons. That was an actual Nerf toy gun. Like, you can wear, like, a little gauntlet that has a little panther face.
Really?
And actually shot something, shot a dart out.
That sounds like fun, actually.
It didn't look that cool, though, which is why I never really got it. And then when I thought about getting it, I couldn't find it. But it was something that I kind of want to go like, that looks cool. But like, I feel like I could have looked a lot better though. Anyways.
Yeah. But yeah, they're mad about this and the Mandalorian's Darksaber, which is something that we saw at the end of season one and we're probably going to see again soon in season two.
What's wrong with this saber?
It encourages hitting, AJ.
So does the actual saber, though, like, and those sabers exist too. Apparently, actually, dude didn't even use it to attack with. He just cut open a freaking, you know, ship real quick. That's it.
You know, he's going to go sick house on somebody. But that, I'm not agreeing with him. But it's funny, they said young children are encouraged to swing for battle. Because that's one of the captions it has at the bottom is swing for battle.
Oh. Man, imagine that was the only thing that got him like on this list, was that one phrase in
right?
the box.
That's what they're making the biggest deal out of it. It says it's made of rigid plastic with potential for facial and other impact injuries. And I'm like, God damn, this watch thing is pretty fucking ridiculous. I feel like I'm just going to follow them just to see all the ridiculous shit they say and then like repost their shit. Like, listen to these motherfuckers. Like, man, if they were around in the 90s, bro.
Yo, I know, right?
I'm like, dude.
Dude, if you think about it, any toy can insult like some type of damage to somebody in any weird way. I got a black eye by my little sister, but it's little camcorder she was like, we were playing with. She's like, she kind of just swung it a little bit too fast at me in the face, had a black eye. You know,
that's a camcorder.
That's a little, yeah, it's a little plastic camcorder by Fisher Price or some shit that I got a fucking black eye from.
Dude, they would
how
not.
How come that's not on the list?
They'd be so fucking livid if they could see what the 90s were like. Oh
so any
God.
Toy can be dangerous and give someone a, yeah, anyways.
Other quick piece of news I'll give. You know about that DuckTales show, how popular it's been, people like it and shit, right?
I heard Animaniacs is pretty dope.
Oh, I haven't watched it, but I heard it's good.
Yeah. DuckTales too,
but yeah, you know DuckTales. You've heard about it. Like DuckTales is pretty popular right now. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently, in a few episodes recently, Darkwing Duck has appeared. You know, even last year, I guess a few episodes, Darkwing Duck appeared.
Oh yeah, wasn't he like? Didn't was he? Was it like a TV show or something like that? In the TV show.
yeah, he was a show in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
That they were watching, but now he's been greenlit for an official TV show.
Ooh.
By the same creators.
Oh, so my usual question is going to be a remake or a continuation?
I think it's going to be a remake. I'm going to go with remake. I don't know for sure. It says Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, James Weaver, and Alex Acti are on board to executive produce the Darkwing Duck reboot. Oh, a reboot. Okay, there you go.
It's a reboot. Okay. Seth Rogen?
Yeah, he's involved.
Huh.
Could be a launch pad. That'd be cool.
Whoa.
That would be so dope. But yeah, I for one am excited about this. This is one of the first kid things that I'll fucking tear this. I mean, I'm gonna watch DuckTales one day. It's just in the very back of my mind, like the last thing on my mind. But one day I will watch DuckTales. But I'll tell you for sure, as soon as this Darkwing Duck show comes out, I'm watching that.
Yeah.
I love Darkwing Duck. I got the first season back here on DVD.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you already put it on your service?
Not yet, no.
I'm
falling behind a lot. Like, I've had more. If I wasn't at friggin' work half the time, you know, I'll be up here all day just fucking importing shit.
Bro, I'm off now, so if you want me to import shit for you while I'm off, I can do that. I'm gonna be here.
At the same time, though, I can't import too much because then my hard drives will be overloaded before I can even load it onto the server. So that's the other, like, there's a lot to do. You gotta import the fucking movies, and then you gotta convert it so you get it smaller, because putting in one movie is like 20 something gigs sometimes.
What?
30 gigs, yeah,
one movie.
And that's just raw, straight up raw, with all like for example, like fucking I just bought this because it was like $5 and I was like, I want this on my server, and it has like several different languages, right? And I want all that shit on there,
but
not all the languages though. Like, they have, like, French and, like, Spanish and, like, Spanish and freaking all that, right?
Yeah, Spanish and Spain Spanish. Wow.
Yeah, man, there's shit like that.
Wow.
Sometimes they're in Japanese and there's different subtitles and all that. I was like, okay, I'll want some of it, but not all of it. So I need to bring it out raw and then convert it where I take some of that shit out and at the same time compress it to, like, half the size. That's what I've been doing. So it's a process that takes forever. But that's what I've been doing with my server right now. But yeah, like when I get the chance, I'm definitely going to take some of your shit. Actually, I put Akira on my server already.
Oh, nice, nice. That's
so that's one thing
there.
That I got, yeah.
That's a good one to have. Okay, cool. Anything else? Your turn.
My turn? I don't know. Whichever way, I don't know. We talked about Darkwing Duck.
Oh, yeah, your turn. How much news you got left?
I got like three more.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so, I got to look up my Instagram for this because Carla sent me this. But Demon Slayers.
Yeah, the anime?
Yeah, the anime, right? And I'm pretty sure it has a big fan base, right?
It has a huge... It just broke the box office, remember?
Oh, yeah, you did mention that. That's right. Was it this story right here? Apparently, someone had some figures of a certain character. Nezuko?
Okay, yeah, the sister.
Yeah. So someone had a lot of figurines of this one character, right? And it's funny because I was just telling Wags, like, hey, talk about more like statue figurine anime stuff, right? So I'm talking about shit like this. And someone had collected like so much, some dude in Taiwan, apparently, I believe, had about $3,000 worth of this one character and different statues, right? And he had a girlfriend. He was dating this one girl, right? And they were living together and shit, right? And then dude had to go on a trip real quick for a couple days for family reasons or whatever, right? And then when he comes back home, all his figurines were gone. Trashed. And he's like, what happened to them? And the girlfriend's like, oh, like, I don't like this thing. You don't need to be collecting shit like
away?
This. And just tossed them all, yeah. So
put them in a box. If you really,
yeah, right? You can store them at least.
Even that's mad haterish. But at least put them in a box. You yeah. know, like, wow.
And then, yeah, and then she tossed them. They got in they already got incinerated because he actually went as far as could contact the trucking, the trash services.
Like, oh, it's already gone.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? All that shit from a couple days ago has already been incinerated, dude.
Wow.
So he was pissed. He broke up with her, and she was like, the fuck? Why are you breaking up with me for this shit? It's like, well, because the principle that you just fucking without my knowledge.
You lied to me.
Yeah, that you just took all my shit that I, you know, worked. I spent years collecting, you know, and spending my own money on it. It's like, it's not like you bought me this shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just thought it was an interesting story.
Wow, that's so that fucked.
I'm pretty sure some people can relate to in some way.
Dude, my mom told me when she was a kid, her stepdad sold all her comics because she said comics aren't for girls.
Oh.
She was fucking pissed, bro.
Yeah.
That's why she bought me so many comics.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've heard stories like that before, like, too. Like, when someone's collecting something, it's like, oh, this ain't for your gender, and end up tossing it. Yeah, like, I've heard stories like that before,
that's
too.
That's so fucked, dude. Like,
yeah, it is.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
All right. My turn?
But yeah, fuck her, though, right?
Yeah, for sure, dude. For sure. All right. Tomb Raider. There's a new game coming. However, it is a mobile game, so it's probably not that consequential. However, it's going to be called Tomb Raider Reloaded, and it will not be a sequel. It will be a total reboot for any Tomb Raider shit. It's made by Emerald City Games. They made G.I. Joe War on Cobra Kai and Lionheart Dark Moon. I don't know what either of those things
are.
Yeah,
me neither. I didn't know G.I. Joe even had a game.
These will be published by Square Enix.
Okay.
I just only could imagine this Tomb Raider game is going to be whack. I like the picture of Lara Croft. It looks cool. It looks fun. It looks less real.
Do we have it here or no?
No, I don't have it.
Okay.
Here. But it looks more cartoony. It looks less real.
I was going to say that, except like based off that G.I. Joe, whatever the other show title you gave me, it sounds like it's going to be more of an animated type of thing.
Yeah.
Is that what kind of it is?
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's a different take.
It'll be fun, but it's a mobile game, you know?
Oh, it's a mobile game too.
Mobile games right away is like, it might be fun, but it's not going to be a game. You know, you can't review it.
Okay, so it's not going to be, it's like a new trilogy or some shit, because we just got finished with one.
Yeah.
And there's a new movie coming out too, so maybe they're trying to tie this in with that.
Maybe. I wouldn't doubt it. Synergy is the way to go right now.
Yeah.
They're not making money off anything else.
True. That's interesting.
All right.
New Tomb Raider mobile game.
Yeah. All right.
I got another one if you want.
Do it.
So we got.
And I'll tell my last two.
All right. This is a fun one. Japanese robot wolves.
What?
Have you heard about this?
No.
No. Look at this thing. This is just fucking scary. This is the first time I've seen it too. So,
oh my God!
Apparently, in Japan, they're having a bit of a bear issue, where bears are coming into like a small town and just causing, you know, chaos and shit. Right? There's been a lot of bear sightings in the town of Takikawa, and the island of Hokkaido.
Okay.
Yeah. So to be getting some bear sightings and stuff like that, bears are coming to town and all that. And apparently, this wolf was a big ass wolf that actually existed in Japan at some point. Thousands of years ago, or hundreds
what?
Of years ago, or some shit like that. Yeah. That they kind of recreated to scare off the bears. And it's a robot wolf, monster wolf. Like, this is robotic. It'll, like, actually roam around.
Ooh, it walks around?
But it looks like that, though. And what it walks around on is those, like, legs, I think. Or I think they just kind of hover around and just, I don't know how they move around, honestly.
Okay, that's still terrifying.
Right?
That's terrifying, bro. Like, well, I can't. I see why the bears are, like, a little intimidated. Like, I get it.
I mean, I would be too. Shit.
I'm intimidated right now.
But yeah, Japan actually went out and made these wolves and stuff, so to kind of scare away the bears. And so now they have about 70 of these. Sold out of 70 robots. They've been sold out since 2018, apparently, of these robots, I
wow.
guess. Yeah. And yeah, they're going to, the real Japanese wolf roam. Oh yeah, the real Japanese roam the central and northern islands of the country before being hunted to extinction more than a century ago. So yeah, these wolves existed at some point and they got hunted into extinction. But yeah, they wish they were
here now, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, because of the bears.
Yeah, because of the bears, yeah. I mean, maybe the bears are like, oh, yeah, we're good now. These wolves are gone. And they come back like, oh, snap.
Surprise, motherfucker. Right? And they're cyborgs.
Fucking zombie wolves. Yeah, so I just thought that was a funny story to bring up.
All right. Would you actually bring up YouTube for me?
Oh, shit.
A New World Ends With You.
Oh, okay.
There's a New World Ends With You. I didn't actually...
No?
Yeah, this is a picture.
Okay.
So I realized afterwards I should have put a video about this. But... if anyone knows Unfocus and the shit we've been following since a long time ago.
Or just tea.
Or tea, specifically. I love the fucking World Ends With You. And there's a new video game for it.
This one? Oh, yeah, shit. 2 days ago.
Yeah, they just announced it. And it looks pretty good. We don't know too much details about it, except that it's about a new group of people experiencing the same thing that happened to the people in The World Ends With You. And, yeah, I love the character designs. They don't look similar to the old ones. But they look like the more modern Japanese fashion. Like, the characters before looked like the fashion from the 2000s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, these characters look like, you know, more modern Japanese fashion now.
Yeah.
And you can kind of tell when you look at them, like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, cool, there's plaid pants and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
They got a new style now and shit.
Yeah. And the music sounds good, too. There's some original music here and there. But they do use a lot of the old music in this trailer. So it makes me wonder if it's actually going to use new music to a far extent, or just a little bit here and there.
Yeah, probably be like some certain points, like battles or something like that, where you'll get the old music. Mm-hmm. I wonder how this is going to play, though.
Yeah, one thing me and Wags were talking about when we were talking about this trailer is that it still won't have the dual screen option, and that's kind of what makes the game so good.
Yeah.
You're controlling two characters at once. Now, it does look like you're still doing that, which you'll see in a second from some of the fight scenes. It does look like there's two characters at the same time fighting, and you're controlling them, but they're on the same screen. So I'm like, I don't know if it's going to quite, you know what I mean? Like, equate to the same thing.
Yeah.
It looks like one person kind of launches an enemy and another person combos them or something. And that's cool, but that's not what it was, you know?
Yeah.
I do like the new character designs. They look cool. And I don't know if our old characters are going to show up or not, but it just looks good.
Yeah, maybe they will. Like, that would be kind of cool somewhere in the mid-game or something like that, or, you know, I don't know. You know how stories go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they'll somehow work them in. I will say the art style is consistent. Still looks really cool. Art style, very similar. But yeah, I guess we'll just have to see what happens in this game.
Yeah, so apparently coming summer 2021 for PS4 and Nintendo Switch.
Oh, wow. Okay. Square Enix got their say with PlayStation.
So not PS5, though. But PS4.
Weird.
Kind of.
All right. Okay, yeah, so keep an eye out for The New World Ends With You.
Yeah,
I think it's
T-Will.
It's Neo, The World Ends With You.
Oh, shit.
Which just means The New World Ends With You.
Yeah.
PWG Steen?
AKA K.
Okay, oh, that's K. Yeah, you know, that's why I got into The World Ends With You, is because it reminded me of Jet Grime Radio. The whole style, the feel of it, that's kind of why I got into it in the first place. Yeah, I feel the same way, man. AJ, you want to hit one more piece of news? And then I think that's all I got.
So a game that we don't play, but we kind of wish we could again, right? They announced
Jump Force.
They announced Hiei a while back, right?
Yeah.
Now they're announced.
What?
What's
Yoichi?
Her name? Yoichi, yeah, from Bleach.
What?
So oh, that's another
man.
Character, yeah. If only your game wasn't weird, you know?
Oh, she has her sexy cat mode from the manga.
No, is that that is?
Yeah.
Damn,
that's crazy.
Shoto Todoroki from Hero.
Oh, the explosive guy from My Hero Academia.
Miriam from Hunter x Hunter.
Who? Sorry, Kay, I was failing. It's been a while. and who from Hunter x Hunter? Meruem. Oh, the Ant King.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't recognize
the
name.
The alien fool. Oh, you haven't seen the Ant King yet,
I haven't seen any ant shit, no.
HBO Max has a little more. If you want to watch one more season than where you guys are at,
we'll see.
But I don't recommend it because you're still going to be on a cliffhanger.
Damn it. Okay,
no,
yeah.
Nobody has everything. It's so annoying. Dude, I went through every service. Like, I Googled it. No one has everything. It's so annoying, dude.
Some bullshit. I even tried looking for the DVDs. I couldn't find anything.
No, they don't exist yet as a box or anything. You can get all the little parts, but that's expensive. Like, yeah, it's not worth it, you know? So annoying. Anyway.
But yeah, Jump Force, getting a new character.
Oh, man. It's that game. I wish that game was good, dude. I wish that game was good.
Should we try to give it another chance?
No.
Maybe?
No? It was bad, bro. We're not crazy. That was bad.
This is the new Jump Force. I don't think we tried this one.
Didn't we, though? I think me and Danny tried it.
No.
Or me and someone else tried
it. You and Wags bought a certain one from
what
should we call it?
That was the previous one, right?
Yeah.
Jump Victory?
Jump All-Star? I don't know what it was. It was some Jump Force game.
But you know what? This one doesn't have
Shonen Jump game.
But I don't think this one has great reviews either. I feel like it doesn't, actually.
I don't know. You know?
Okay. My other piece of news. I have two last things I'm going to roll together.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about this. I need to go see it.
Oh, we talked about it already?
Not on the show, though.
Okay, in Burbank, not far from where your Local and Focus podcast is happening, there is a statue of Batman that's been put up in his honor.
In his honor.
Yeah.
No one else's.
In honor of Batman. I mean, who else's honor could it be, you know? I'm like, dude, that shit is so fucking cool. We got to fucking roll up and see this Batman statue,
yeah,
man. It's right outside that movie theater.
In the AMC theater?
Yeah, the AMC,
so,
yeah,
like, right there in, by the Burbank Mall and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that other little shopping area by, like, the, I think there's a Yard House there now or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And, dude, I was liking because it looks so detailed and so epic. That shit looks dope as fuck. Also, one of my friends is like, have you seen the 21 Savage cosplay thing?
No, I haven't.
21 Savage cosplayed as Batman. And he was like all brown and shit. And they were like, ah, oh, brown Batman. Everyone was making fun of him.
Shut up.
They were all making fun of him because of his brown Batman look. It looks super ghetto, uh-huh, like thrown together and shit. And it's funny because the statue actually looks a little bit like that.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's, I'm sure that's not on purpose. But yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, so I'm going to link that to something in the other email there I gave you.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine, I think I mentioned him, he did the Mortal Kombat series. I think I mentioned that he's working on a new Batman animated movie.
As it is.
Yeah, he did the Mortal Kombat movie that came out last year. And, no, that very last thing. Oh, yeah, it's a trailer.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Yeah, so my friend who made that Mortal Kombat movie, his name is Jeremy Adams. He wrote the story for it. And he's doing a new project with DC. I talked about it a little bit when they announced it. It's called Batman Soul of the Dragon. But now there's a trailer for it. And it looks fucking dope. And you don't have to show the whole thing, AJ. You can skip.
Oh, I didn't switch screens, but.
Yeah. This is the new one. Batman Soul of the Dragon. It's made off of like a 70s style. Yeah. It's almost like a.
It's like friggin' Kato.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like Kato shit. Like some Bruce Lee kind, yeah, of style. So, some blaxploitation kung fu movie kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all like that. You know, like. And it even has Michael Jai White doing the voice of one of the characters. So, you know, I don't know if you know, that's the actor who plays Spawn. Like, he's a real martial artist, the black guy.
Michael Jai White. Yeah.
But yeah, this shit looks good. And my friend's fucking, looks like he did a great job with it. The story looks cool.
Looks like some Miami Vice type of shit going on.
Yeah, yeah, it does, right? It does. Yeah, it's about Batman and him going back to his master that taught him martial arts in the first place when he was just Bruce Wayne, you know? Mm. And his master's asking him to, like, help them defeat some motherfucker. And so he's going to do it with him and his master's other students, which some of them are villains in the DC universe.
Mm.
Lady Shiva, she learned from the same master Batman.
That's crazy.
And he has to team up with her.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. I like the idea of it. And I'm definitely going to be watching and buying this, for sure.
That sounds cool.
It looks like it has way more Bruce Wayne action than it does...
Like Batman.
Like I did the one-inch punch.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it looks like it has way more Bruce Wayne action than it does Batman action, but it still looks good. And it's called Batman Soul of the Dragon, so keep your eyes out for that, guys. Support my friend.
Early January, I believe, is what the date was on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that sounds pretty cool.
All right,
so Kay just linked me to this. This is the Japanese robot in action.
Oh, hell no.
It looks kind of ghetto, though. Scary as fuck, but also ghetto as fuck.
I mean, I'd still be scared if I saw it.
But it has, like, lightning going on with it, too, though?
That's part of the effect, AJ. Part of the player.
That's what they did when they were in town.
Oh, hell no. Dude, bears ain't fucking with lightning.
Oh, so it starts to beam and flash when it detects an animal nearby. So if it's a bear nearby, it's going to start flashing like crazy. So it kind of, in a way, it's kind of a warning to everyone else around. Oh, and look at the bear fucking...
They're like, fuck that. Yeah. You see how quick he took off? He's like, fuck that, dude. Yeah. Like, I don't know what that fool's got. Like, he's got flashing shit. I don't know.
That's crazy.
That's bear funny. Was gone, bro.
He was gone. He's like, nope. Don't need to see that. I'm out.
Wow, that shit... That's pretty funny. All right. AJ, what you got planned for your focus week, man?
Eat some turkey.
Yeah.
Watch some football.
Yeah.
Play some Soul.
All right.
And probably some Tekken, you know.
Probably some Smash tomorrow, those assholes.
Probably play some Smash too, right? Maybe finish reading my comics.
Yeah, bro.
Before I go get more.
For real.
Because I know I'm behind on a lot of shit.
Well, comic store's probably closed tomorrow.
I know. I was going to do that today and I forgot. And then I got nothing else real plan other than continue putting in more shit onto my server. Also I forgot to mention I added some of this grippy stuff to the bottom of my arcade stick too.
Someone slide on you, nice.
Yeah. I mostly did that because there's screws visible on the bottom, and if I just put it flat on the table like that, scratch it up.
Table, yeah.
So now that padding there kind of prevents the actual screws from scratching anything. So I did that too. I got nothing else really planned. Oh, I want to play. I asked my sister about this because I want to play some more Among Us. And we usually when we play, Kay plays and freaking Steven plays and all that. We get like maybe 5 people and that's it. But we want more people. And I have a lot of siblings, guys. I have 7 siblings. Or no, 6
Damn.
Siblings. I'm like the oldest. So I have a bunch of siblings.
You got 6 now?
And then my sister,
twins, yep.
And then they have their own significant others, right? And a couple of them have children of their own that might be able to play Among Us as well. So I might be able to get a whole like 10 people to play Among Us, which is my family.
My sister's been trying to get me to play Among Us.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So maybe pretty soon I'll be playing with them. I know my sister. I told her about it, and she's like, "I've been interested in playing this game, so like I'm down." She's like, "I'm gonna be off this weekend for Thanksgiving and all that." I was like, all right, cool. So I don't know, I'd be playing some of that too.
Yeah, that'd be dope. All right, okay. For me, same as AJ, because we might be both here. Maybe not for the whole thing, but for part of it. Yeah, some Smash, some Soul. Definitely some Tekken. I'm probably practicing Kunimitsu tonight. I want to kind of get used to that character.
Cool.
Other than that...
Oh, maybe some Pokemon, because Wags, since he got Pokemon Sword and Shield now, he's been talking about having some battles, and he wants to breed and everything, so I might have to start breeding some new shit.
Tell him to bring it all, bro. Tell him to bring everything.
You know what? I did play Pokemon. And I was playing Pokemon to find a Tangela, because I saw a cool build with one, and I want to do that, so I went around looking for Tangelas, and I found some, and I killed some. I was like, fuck! But... I might be breeding one soon.
What's the evolution of Tangela? Oh, there is no evolution.
No, there is. Tangrowth.
Tangrowth.
Yeah, but I'm gonna keep it as Tangela though, because with an Eviolite, it's pretty beefy, and if you're playing like teams, there's some cool tech you can do with it that I was watching in some other matches I was watching online a couple months ago. So I might do that. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Other things for me. Should I have a lot of free time now? So I'll probably, I should watch Battlestar Galactica. Everyone keeps telling me to watch that shit, and I haven't gotten around to it.
Don't you have some other shit to finish?
I think I have a lot of other shit to finish. I'll probably do that too. Let's see. What else do I have to finish? I don't know.
I was bugging you about. Oh yeah, go finish Luke Cage.
Oh yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll have a Marvel marathon next week, starting Monday. Maybe I'll watch all the shows, the Netflix shows I didn't finish. Cause I haven't seen Jessica Jones season 3,
Ooh.
Iron Fist season 2, or Luke Cage season 2. So maybe I'll watch all 3 of those, yeah?
Yeah. Skip Punisher? Did you finish Punisher?
No, so Punisher season 2. I forgot. I have That's actually the one I'm excited to watch. It's Punisher.
That's why I haven't finished it either, though. I got like 2 more episodes left, 3 more episodes left.
2 more episodes?
Yeah, 2 or 3 more episodes.
Finish that, bro. That's
someday. Just... I don't remember what's happening in that shit anymore, though.
I'll catch up and we'll finish it together.
Oh, you should go watch freaking The Dragon Prince.
Oh, that's a good one. I should add that to my list. Yeah, Dragon Prince. Maybe I will watch that. Yeah. Okay.
All right, anyone want to send Tia a list, so go ahead and just tweet us at Unfocus28 on Twitter or Unfocus Podcast on Instagram. You can just send us DMs or whatever or just comment in
or
our last
email
post.
UnfocusPodcast@gmail.com.
Give them a list or go to our Discord and start like causing havoc over there. And you can leave us messages there too, of course.
What's AOT?
AOT, Attack on Titan?
Oh yeah. Oh, is it out already? The last season? I think it's still. It's not out yet, right? Tell me, diplomats. Tell me. Other thing, I'm gonna finish Spider-Man 4. I'm gonna finish that game. Spider-Man.
Oh, the PS4. Game. I was like, the fuck.
Spider-Man PS4. Yeah. I'm gonna finish that game so I can get to the Miles Morales game one day. Mm. And I'm gonna finish I want to finish Undertale. That game was really fucking cool.
He said, yeah, his friend just told him it's out. Attack on Titan.
Okay. I'm going to watch it. There you go. I'm going to start Attack on Titan also.
Is it all out at once, or is it like the first episode?
It's the first episode.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. So
maybe I'll wait it out. Grind.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'll wait it out. Yeah. I'm focused, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Wait. I feel like there's more shit I got to talk about. I don't think so. There's always an after show, right?
Yeah. Like right now.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Discord, collision28.com/discord. Like I said, just go hang out there and stuff. Mention some things. You can go there and just, you know, start a lobby with some people there too. I got voice rooms set up there for that. Just saying.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!